The Law of Property by John Chipman Gray. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Law of Property by John Chipman Gray is a comprehensive legal treatise on the law of property. It covers the various aspects of property law, including the nature of property, the rights of ownership, the transfer of property, and the remedies available to protect property rights. The book is divided into four parts. The first part covers the nature of property, including the different types of property, the rights of ownership, and the rules governing the transfer of property. The second part covers the remedies available to protect property rights, including the remedies of ejectment, replevin, and foreclosure. The third part covers the various forms of property, such as real estate, personal property, and intellectual property. The fourth part covers the various legal issues related to property, such as landlord-tenant law, zoning, and taxation. The book also includes a discussion of the various theories of property law, such as the theory of natural rights and the theory of utilitarianism. The book is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in the law of property. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Possession is the foundation of property. Possession is the basis of property rights, and it is the first step in acquiring a legal interest in a thing. Possession is the act of taking control of a thing, and it is the first step in establishing a legal interest in a thing. Possession is the foundation of property. It is the act of taking control of a thing, and it is the first step in acquiring a legal interest in a thing. Possession is the basis of property rights, and it is the first step in establishing a legal interest in a thing. Possession is the cornerstone of property law, and it is the starting point for any legal claim to a thing. The law of property recognizes the importance of possession in establishing a legal interest in a thing. Possession is the first step in acquiring a legal interest in a thing, and it is the basis of all property rights. Possession is the foundation of property, and it is the starting point for any legal claim to a thing. Possession is the foundation of property, and it is the first step in establishing a legal interest in a thing. Possession is the basis of all property rights, and it is the cornerstone of property law. Possession is the starting point for any legal claim to a thing, and it is the first step in acquiring a legal interest in a thing. Main idea number 2. Ownership is the highest form of property. Ownership is the highest form of property, and it is the most complete form of control over a thing. Ownership is the right to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and it is the most complete form of control over a thing. Ownership is the highest form of property, and it is the most complete form of control over a thing. Ownership is the right to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and it is the most complete form of control over a thing. It is the right to exclude others from the use of the thing, and it is the right to transfer the thing to another. Ownership is the right to enjoy the fruits of the thing, and it is the right to receive the profits from the thing. Ownership is the right to control the thing, and it is the right to make decisions about the thing. Ownership is the right to protect the thing, and it is the right to enforce the rights of the owner. Ownership is the right to benefit from the thing, and it is the right to receive compensation for the use of the thing. Ownership is the highest form of property because it is the most complete form of control over a thing. It is the right to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and it is the right to exclude others from the use of the thing. It is the right to transfer the thing to another, and it is the right to enjoy the fruits of the thing. It is the right to receive the profits from the thing, and it is the right to control the thing. It is the right to make decisions about the thing, and it is the right to protect the thing. It is the right to enforce the rights of the owner, and it is the right to benefit from the thing. Finally, it is the right to receive compensation for the use of the thing. Main idea number 3. Property rights are based on the law. Property rights are based on the law, and they are enforced by the courts. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they are enforced by the courts. Property rights are based on the law, and they are enforced by the courts. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they are enforced by the courts. These rights are established by the government and are protected by the courts. Property rights are important because they provide individuals with the assurance that their property will be protected from unauthorized use or interference. Property rights also provide individuals with the ability to transfer their property to others and to receive compensation for the use of their property. Property rights are also important for economic growth and development. They provide incentives for individuals to invest in and develop their property, which can lead to increased economic activity and job creation. Property rights also provide a framework for resolving disputes between individuals over the use of property. This helps to ensure that disputes are resolved fairly and efficiently. Property rights are an essential part of a functioning society, and they are essential for protecting individuals' rights to their property. Without property rights, individuals would not be able to protect their property from unauthorized use or interference, and they would not be able to transfer their property to others. Property rights are also important for economic growth and development, as they provide incentives for individuals to invest in and develop their property. Main idea number 4. Property rights are transferable. Property rights are transferable, and they can be transferred from one person to another. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be transferred from one person to another. Property rights are transferable, and they can be transferred from one person to another. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be transferred from one person to another. This transfer of property rights can be done through a variety of methods, such as sale, gift, inheritance, or contract. When property rights are transferred, the rights of the original owner are extinguished and the rights of the new owner are established. The transfer of property rights is an important part of the legal system, as it allows for the efficient transfer of ownership of property. It also allows for the protection of the rights of the new owner, as the transfer of property rights is legally binding. Furthermore, the transfer of property rights can be used to facilitate economic transactions, as it allows for the transfer of ownership of property without the need for physical possession. Property rights are an important part of the legal system, and their transferability is essential for the efficient functioning of the economy. It is important to understand the legal implications of transferring property rights, as it can have a significant impact on the rights of the parties involved. Main idea number 5. Property rights are limited by the law. Property rights are limited by the law, and they are subject to certain restrictions. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they are subject to certain restrictions. Property rights are limited by the law. They are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they are subject to certain restrictions. These restrictions can include zoning laws, environmental regulations, and other laws that limit the use of property. For example, a property owner may not be able to build a structure on their land if it violates local zoning laws. Similarly, a property owner may not be able to use their land for certain activities if it violates environmental regulations. Property rights are also limited by the rights of others, such as the right of a neighbor to enjoy their own property without interference from the owner. Property rights are also limited by the government. The government can take property for public use, such as for roads or other public works projects. This is known as eminent domain. The government can also impose taxes on property, such as property taxes or transfer taxes. Finally, the government can regulate the use of property, such as by requiring permits or licenses for certain activities. Property rights are an important part of the legal system, and they are subject to certain restrictions. It is important to understand these restrictions in order to ensure that property rights are respected and protected. Main idea number 6. Property rights can be acquired through contract. Property rights can be acquired through contract, and they can be created by agreement between two or more parties. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be created by agreement between two or more parties. Property rights can be acquired through contract, and they can be created by agreement between two or more parties. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be created by agreement between two or more parties. This agreement can be in the form of a contract, which is a legally binding document that outlines the rights and obligations of the parties involved. The contract can specify the type of property rights that are being granted, such as the right to use the property, the right to transfer the property, or the right to exclude others from using the property. It can also specify the duration of the rights, the conditions under which the rights can be exercised, and the remedies available if the rights are violated. Property rights are an important part of the legal system, as they provide individuals with the ability to protect their interests in a particular asset. They also provide a way for individuals to transfer their rights to another party, which can be beneficial in a variety of situations. For example, if an individual owns a piece of land, they can transfer their rights to another party through a contract, allowing the other party to use the land for a specified period of time. This can be beneficial for both parties, as it allows the owner to receive compensation for the use of their property, while also allowing the other party to use the land for their own purposes. Main idea number 7. Property rights can be acquired through prescription. Property rights can be acquired through prescription, and they can be acquired by long-term use of a thing. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be acquired by long-term use of a thing. Property rights can be acquired through prescription, and they can be acquired by long-term use of a thing. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be acquired by long-term use of a thing. This means that if a person has been using a thing for a certain period of time, they can acquire the legal right to possess, use, and dispose of that thing. This is known as the doctrine of prescription, and it is a way for people to acquire property rights without having to go through the formal process of registering the property with the government. The doctrine of prescription is based on the idea that if a person has been using a thing for a long period of time, they should be able to acquire the legal right to possess, use, and dispose of that thing. This is because it is assumed that the person has been using the thing for a long period of time, and that they have a legitimate claim to the property. In order for a person to acquire property rights through prescription, they must show that they have been using the thing for a certain period of time, and that they have not been disturbed in their use of the thing. The doctrine of prescription is an important part of the law of property, and it is a way for people to acquire property rights without having to go through the formal process of registering the property with the government. It is important to note that the doctrine of prescription is not a substitute for registering the property with the government, and it is important to make sure that the property is properly registered in order to ensure that the property rights are secure. Main idea number 8. Property rights can be acquired through adverse possession. Property rights can be acquired through adverse possession, and they can be acquired by occupying a thing without the owner's permission. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be acquired by occupying a thing without the owner's permission. Property rights can be acquired through adverse possession. This is when a person occupies a thing without the owner's permission and, after a certain period of time, acquires the legal right to possess, use, and dispose of the thing. According to John Chipman Gray's book The Law of Property, this period of time is typically between 5 and 20 years, depending on the jurisdiction. During this period, the occupier must demonstrate that they have exclusive possession of the thing, that they have openly and notoriously occupied it, and that they have done so with the intention of claiming it as their own. If these conditions are met, the occupier can acquire the legal right to possess, use, and dispose of the thing. Main idea number 9. Property rights can be acquired through gift. Property rights can be acquired through gift, and they can be acquired by the transfer of a thing from one person to another without consideration. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be acquired by the transfer of a thing from one person to another without consideration. Property rights can be acquired through gift, and they can be acquired by the transfer of a thing from one person to another without consideration. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be acquired by the transfer of a thing from one person to another without consideration. Gifts of property are generally made by deed, which is a written document that transfers the title of the property from the donor to the donee. The deed must be signed by the donor and the donee, and it must be witnessed and notarized. The deed must also include a description of the property being transferred, and it must be recorded with the local government in order to be legally binding. When property is gifted, the donor is no longer the owner of the property and the donee becomes the owner. The donee is then entitled to all the rights and privileges associated with owning the property, including the right to use, possess, and dispose of the property as they see fit. Property rights acquired through gift are just as valid as those acquired through purchase or inheritance. The donee is responsible for any taxes or fees associated with the transfer of the property, and they are also responsible for any liabilities associated with the property. Main idea number 10. Property rights can be acquired through inheritance. Property rights can be acquired through inheritance, and they can be acquired by the transfer of a thing from one person to another upon the death of the owner. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be acquired by the transfer of a thing from one person to another upon the death of the owner. Property rights can be acquired through inheritance, and they can be acquired by the transfer of a thing from one person to another upon the death of the owner. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be acquired by the transfer of a thing from one person to another upon the death of the owner. Inheritance is the transfer of property rights from one person to another upon the death of the owner. This transfer of property rights is usually done through a will or other legal document. The person who inherits the property rights is known as the heir or beneficiary. The heir or beneficiary is then responsible for managing the property and ensuring that it is used in accordance with the wishes of the deceased. Inheritance is a common way to acquire property rights, but it is not the only way. Property rights can also be acquired through purchase, gift, or other legal means. In addition, property rights can be acquired through the creation of a trust or other legal entity. In any case, it is important to understand the legal implications of acquiring property rights through inheritance or other means. Main idea number 11. Property rights can be acquired through eminent domain. Property rights can be acquired through eminent domain, and they can be acquired by the government for public use. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be acquired by the government for public use. Property rights can be acquired through eminent domain, and they can be acquired by the government for public use. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be acquired by the government for public use. Eminent domain is the power of the government to take private property for public use, with just compensation to the owner. This power is granted to the government by the Constitution, and it is used to acquire land for public projects such as roads, schools, and parks. The government must provide just compensation to the owner of the property, which is usually determined by a court. Eminent domain is a powerful tool that can be used to acquire property rights for public use. It is important to note, however, that the government must provide just compensation to the owner of the property. This is to ensure that the owner is not unfairly deprived of their property rights. Additionally, the government must demonstrate that the taking of the property is for a public use and not for private gain. Property rights are an important part of our legal system, and they can be acquired through eminent domain. It is important to understand the process of eminent domain and the rights of the owner of the property. This will ensure that the government is using its power of eminent domain in a fair and just manner. Main idea number 12. Property rights can be acquired through estoppel. Property rights can be acquired through estoppel, and they can be acquired by relying on the representations of another person. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be acquired by relying on the representations of another person. Property rights can be acquired through estoppel, and they can be acquired by relying on the representations of another person. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be acquired by relying on the representations of another person. Estoppel is a legal doctrine that prevents a person from denying or contradicting their own previous statements or actions. It is a form of estoppel by representation, which is when a person makes a representation of fact to another person, and the other person relies on that representation to their detriment. For example, if a person makes a representation to another person that they have a certain property right, and the other person relies on that representation and takes action based on it, then the person making the representation may be estopped from denying the existence of the property right. This means that the other person may be able to acquire the property right through estoppel. Estoppel can also be used to acquire property rights in other ways, such as when a person makes a representation that they have a certain right to use a piece of property, and the other person relies on that representation and takes action based on it. Estoppel is an important concept in property law, as it can be used to acquire property rights that would otherwise not be available. It is important to note, however, that estoppel is not a substitute for a valid title or other legal document that establishes a property right. Estoppel can only be used to acquire property rights that are already in existence, and it cannot be used to create new property rights. Main idea number 13. Property rights can be acquired through accession. Property rights can be acquired through accession, and they can be acquired by the addition of something to a thing. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be acquired by the addition of something to a thing. Property rights can be acquired through accession, and they can be acquired by the addition of something to a thing. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be acquired by the addition of something to a thing. Accession is the acquisition of property rights through the addition of something to a thing. This could include the addition of a physical object, such as a piece of furniture, or the addition of a right, such as a lease or a contract. Accession can also be used to acquire property rights in intangible assets, such as intellectual property or goodwill. Accession is an important concept in property law, as it allows for the acquisition of property rights without the need for a formal transfer of ownership. Accession can be used to acquire property rights in a variety of ways. For example, a tenant may acquire the right to use a piece of furniture in a rental property through accession. Similarly, a business may acquire the right to use a trademark or logo through accession. Accession can also be used to acquire property rights in intangible assets, such as intellectual property or goodwill. Accession is an important concept in property law, as it allows for the acquisition of property rights without the need for a formal transfer of ownership. Main idea number 14. Property rights can be acquired through confusion. Property rights can be acquired through confusion, and they can be acquired by the mixing of two things together. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be acquired by the mixing of two things together. Property rights can be acquired through confusion. This means that two things can be mixed together, and the rights to possess, use, and dispose of the resulting combination can be acquired. This is known as the doctrine of confusion, and it is a legal principle that has been used for centuries. The doctrine of confusion states that when two things are mixed together, the rights to the resulting combination belong to the person who mixed them together. This means that if two people mix their property together, the rights to the resulting combination belong to the person who mixed them together. The doctrine of confusion is an important legal principle that has been used to protect the rights of property owners. It is important to note that confusion does not always result in the acquisition of property rights. In some cases, the confusion may be so great that the rights to the resulting combination cannot be determined. In these cases, the courts may decide that the rights to the combination belong to neither party. The doctrine of confusion is an important legal principle that can be used to protect the rights of property owners. It is important to understand the legal principles behind the doctrine of confusion in order to ensure that property rights are properly acquired and protected. Main idea number 15. Property rights can be acquired through occupation. Property rights can be acquired through occupation, and they can be acquired by taking control of a thing. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be acquired by taking control of a thing. Property rights can be acquired through occupation. This means that a person can take control of a thing and acquire the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of it. This is done by taking physical control of the thing, and by demonstrating an intention to possess it. This can be done by taking possession of the thing, or by making improvements to it. The person must also demonstrate an intention to exclude others from the thing, and to use it as if it were their own. Once these conditions are met, the person has acquired the legal rights to the thing. The acquisition of property rights through occupation is an important concept in the law of property. It is a way for people to acquire rights to things without having to go through the formal process of buying or leasing them. It is also a way for people to acquire rights to things that are not available for sale or lease. This is an important concept in the law of property, and it is important to understand how it works. Main idea number 16. Property rights can be acquired through prescription. Property rights can be acquired through prescription, and they can be acquired by long-term use of a thing. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be acquired by long-term use of a thing. Property rights can be acquired through prescription, and they can be acquired by long-term use of a thing. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be acquired by long-term use of a thing. This means that if a person has been using a thing for a certain period of time, they can acquire the legal right to possess, use, and dispose of that thing. This is known as the doctrine of prescription, and it is a way for people to acquire property rights without having to go through the formal process of registering the property with the government. The doctrine of prescription is based on the idea that if a person has been using a thing for a long period of time, they should be able to acquire the legal right to possess, use, and dispose of that thing. This is because it is assumed that the person has been using the thing for a long period of time, and that they have a legitimate claim to the property. In order for a person to acquire property rights through prescription, they must show that they have been using the thing for a certain period of time, and that they have not been disturbed in their use of the thing. The doctrine of prescription is an important part of the law of property, and it is a way for people to acquire property rights without having to go through the formal process of registering the property with the government. It is important to note that the doctrine of prescription is not a substitute for registering the property with the government, and it is important to make sure that the property is properly registered in order to ensure that the property rights are secure. Main idea number 17. Property rights can be acquired through capture. Property rights can be acquired through capture, and they can be acquired by taking control of a thing from another person. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be acquired by taking control of a thing from another person. Property rights can be acquired through capture, and they can be acquired by taking control of a thing from another person. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be acquired by taking control of a thing from another person. This means that if a person takes control of a thing from another person, they can acquire the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of that thing. The concept of property rights through capture is an important one in the law of property. It is a concept that has been around for centuries, and it is still relevant today. Property rights through capture can be used to protect the rights of individuals and to ensure that property is not taken without the consent of the owner. It is also important to note that property rights through capture can be used to protect the rights of the public, as well as the rights of individuals. Property rights through capture can be used to protect the rights of individuals and to ensure that property is not taken without the consent of the owner. It is also important to note that property rights through capture can be used to protect the rights of the public, as well as the rights of individuals. This means that if a person takes control of a thing from another person, they can acquire the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of that thing. Property rights through capture can be used to protect the rights of individuals and to ensure that property is not taken without the consent of the owner. It is also important to note that property rights through capture can be used to protect the rights of the public, as well as the rights of individuals. This means that if a person takes control of a thing from another person, they can acquire the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of that thing. This is an important concept in the law of property, and it is important to understand how it works in order to ensure that property rights are respected and protected. Main idea number 18. Property rights can be acquired through discovery. Property rights can be acquired through discovery, and they can be acquired by finding a thing that is not owned by anyone. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be acquired by finding a thing that is not owned by anyone. Property rights can be acquired through discovery, and they can be acquired by finding a thing that is not owned by anyone. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be acquired by finding a thing that is not owned by anyone. This means that if a person discovers a thing that is not owned by anyone, they can acquire the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of that thing. This is known as the doctrine of discovery, and it is an important part of the law of property. The doctrine of discovery is based on the idea that if a person discovers a thing that is not owned by anyone, they should be able to acquire the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of that thing. This is because the person has taken the initiative to find the thing, and they should be rewarded for their efforts. This is why the law of property allows for the acquisition of property rights through discovery. The doctrine of discovery is an important part of the law of property, and it is important to understand how it works. It is important to understand that if a person discovers a thing that is not owned by anyone, they can acquire the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of that thing. This is an important part of the law of property, and it is important to understand how it works. Main idea number 19. Property rights can be acquired through prescription. Property rights can be acquired through prescription, and they can be acquired by long-term use of a thing. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be acquired by long-term use of a thing. Property rights can be acquired through prescription, and they can be acquired by long-term use of a thing. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be acquired by long-term use of a thing. This means that if a person has been using a thing for a certain period of time, they can acquire the legal right to possess, use, and dispose of that thing. This is known as the doctrine of prescription, and it is a way for people to acquire property rights without having to go through the formal process of registering the property with the government. The doctrine of prescription is based on the idea that if a person has been using a thing for a long period of time, they should be able to acquire the legal right to possess, use, and dispose of that thing. This is because it is assumed that the person has been using the thing for a long period of time, and that they have a legitimate claim to the property. In order for a person to acquire property rights through prescription, they must show that they have been using the thing for a certain period of time, and that they have not been disturbed in their use of the thing. The doctrine of prescription is an important part of the law of property, and it is a way for people to acquire property rights without having to go through the formal process of registering the property with the government. It is important to note that the doctrine of prescription is not a substitute for registering the property with the government, and it is important to make sure that the property is properly registered in order to ensure that the property rights are secure. Main idea number 20. Property rights can be acquired through prescription. Property rights can be acquired through prescription, and they can be acquired by long-term use of a thing. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be acquired by long-term use of a thing. Property rights can be acquired through prescription, and they can be acquired by long-term use of a thing. Property rights are the legal rights to possess, use, and dispose of a thing, and they can be acquired by long-term use of a thing. This means that if a person has been using a thing for a certain period of time, they can acquire the legal right to possess, use, and dispose of that thing. This is known as the doctrine of prescription, and it is a way for people to acquire property rights without having to go through the formal process of registering the property with the government. The doctrine of prescription is based on the idea that if a person has been using a thing for a long period of time, they should be able to acquire the legal right to possess, use, and dispose of that thing. This is because it is assumed that the person has been using the thing for a long period of time, and that they have a legitimate claim to the property. In order for a person to acquire property rights through prescription, they must show that they have been using the thing for a certain period of time, and that they have not been disturbed in their use of the thing. The doctrine of prescription is an important part of the law of property, and it is a way for people to acquire property rights without having to go through the formal process of registering the property with the government. It is important to note that the doctrine of prescription is not a substitute for registering the property with the government, and it is important to make sure that the property is properly registered in order to ensure that the property rights are secure.